When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We're coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening? I love that music, man. I love that music when we're in a city that has a relevant, good football team.
Yeah. It's a lot more fun than when it's...
playoff football team.
Yeah. Better than when it's like COVID era. Late 2020.
Scouting quarterbacks.
Playing in an empty grain silo. Right. Like, oh, there's that music I used to remember being relevant.
Yeah. In another time and place, like 2 years ago, you and I would have been super psyched for this weekend because there would have been four college football games for us to scout quarterbacks in.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Ohio State's one of the teams playing. We would have been like, oh, C.J. Stroud is hosting Tennessee in a playoff game. And we'd have been looking, ooh, I like that. I like that.
I'll tell you,
Quinn Ewers,
you know,
I'm going to watch him in this game, see if maybe the Texans. We don't need to do that.
You know what,
anymore.
Though? I'm a little bit jealous of the various fan bases that are going to be debating whether they want Shedeur Sanders and or Deion, and whether they want to. Is Deion the right fit?
Yeah.
Is he not? That, with the Texans and the McNairs and everything else around it, that would be fascinating.
It would have been fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm happy to sit in the stands for this one,
yeah.
The Shedeur Sanders-Deion experience. It's going to be fun to watch and see what happens. But this weekend's good. Man, tomorrow's a great day of football, man. And it includes the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs. And we got kicked off last night with a good one, man. Chargers and Denver Broncos last night. So I was a little fatigued. We had our building, the building I live in, had their Christmas party for the tenants in the building.
Yeah.
And
I'm just thinking of the difference between you and me. And obviously you attended, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I had a few beverages.
You're so good about being sociable.
I'm a man about town.
Yeah.
Well, when there's free food
and
free drinks.
Yeah, and strangers that are happy to talk to you.
I actually stuck to the people I know in the building.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't go walking around.
You guys had your own little click off.
We did, actually, off to the side.
The cool kids are over there.
I don't know who the cool kids, but I was not walking around the room. But the food and the drink were excellent, and I bring this up only because we got back up to our apartment at like 8:30. The game had started already, so I'm watching the Chargers and the Broncos. And as happens sometimes when I have a few, and I'd gotten up at 4 in the morning, you know, that day, I drifted off into a little bit of, you know, I started copping some Z's, started sawing some wood on the chair there, and I'm kind of drifting in and out of sleep. And at one point I wake up and the Chargers are lined up doing a free kick.
Yeah.
Right before the half. And I'm like, what universe am I in
now?
What are they doing?
You're probably right. And if you're seeing it, even if you know how the free kick works and everything, it's just you're looking at, if you're waking up, you're looking at something that looks like it's a kickoff.
Yeah.
But wonder like what it would not make any sense at all.
It looked like a kickoff. And I'm like, they're supposed to be lined up way down there, the gunners and everything. What's going on? It was like a fever dream. And then Dicker kicks the ball, and all of a sudden the Chargers have three more points. I'm like, what am I watching here?
Mm-hmm.
For those who missed the game, right before the half, the Chargers exercised a very, very infrequently utilized rule where if you fair catch the ball, You can take a free kick from there to kick a field goal.
Right, and because there was interference and the fair catch, it moved it into field goal range.
Yeah, you never see the rule because when teams are punting, it normally doesn't wind up fair caught in field goal range.
Yeah, they're usually doing it. You know, they're aware of the rule as well, and they're trying to avoid any kind of opportunity. So they booted it out of field goal range.
They did.
But you can kick a hell of a long field goal when you don't have any rush in your face, and you can keep the ball low. You can just kick a line drive.
The other team has to stand 10 yards back from the kick. Now, there's a Texans tie to this whole thing. You know who committed the interference that set up this infrequently used free kick?
Who was that?
Tre'Mon Smith.
Oh.
Former Cully, Lovey era Houston. He might have even been on the team last year.
Yeah.
He was part of that era of Texans football, man. He was one of those guys like, hey, maybe there's something to this Tre'Mon Smith guy who's been on four teams.
So the two teams last night, obviously relevant to the Texans because they might face them, either one of them going into that game. I still fear the Chargers more than I would have the Broncos.
Based purely on the quarterback.
I mean, just based on the quarterback. Yeah. And Bo Nix has come along and done really well, but there's still an element to the Chargers and their ability to use play action, which is still at times an issue for the Texans. Like Herbert's ability to use play action and just actually run that offense the way Harbaugh's running it. And that the Broncos defense is just, they've shown their warts. You know, they're not as good as of late as they were through the first part of the season.
Yeah, I guess that would be the incentive for the 3 seed. You've been more about the seeding than I have. I'm just like, okay, if they're the 4, they're the 4. They're probably going to be the 4. That is something, because I always think to the second round more about the seeding than the first round. But you're right, like, if you move up to the 3, there's a better chance you get one of those two teams last night and not the leftover team from the AFC North. Like, the Steelers and Ravens are both better than those two teams last night and more dangerous than those two teams last night. So that's where the seeding comes in. So in watching that game last night, I'm like, all right, I get it now. Because to be honest with you, like, the 4 seed and the 3 seed, the way it lines up right now, the 3 seed would be going to Buffalo in the second round if the favorites all won.
Yeah.
And the 4 seed would be going to Kansas City. The one thing I want to avoid in this postseason, period, end of subject, is a trip to Buffalo. To play that team in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
That if I were power ranking like the list of like venues or situations I want to avoid in the postseason, going to Buffalo is number one on my list.
Caleb Williams had a funny piece in the press conference yesterday and or this week, and I feel like Caleb Williams, I have questions about him, and yet I do feel like he's kind of got a pretty funny sense of humor that sometimes people take too much as him speaking literally. So somebody asked him, you know, they asked him about playing in the cold, and he's like, I've played in cold weather before. I'll be all right. And he said, how cold is it going to be? And
no, it was Kyler Murray. It was Kyler Murray who said this.
It was?
Yes.
Oh.
And he said, oh, bleep.
Yeah.
It was Kyler Murray.
Okay, never mind.
I like
Kyler Murray's
I would say the same things about Kyler Murray that I would about Caleb Williams in a way. Like, that's, you know, like he's a little off kilter, you know, like we don't know.
Caleb was the one that was laying down on the bench this past weekend,
correct?
Right?
Yeah
and was, I thought that was funny too.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think your take on Caleb Williams is applicable, but the thing you're about to say, we'll finish.
I gotta
your quote.
Stop listening to things on the radio.
I can't.
Oh,
is that where you heard it?
Yeah, I heard somebody playing the clip, and I'm like, oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Like, they bleeped out because he says anyway to finish the story. Kyler Murray says bleep, that's cold. Or whatever.
Yeah. He's like, how cold's it gonna be? And someone's like 35. He's like, oh, bleep. He said the S word. Yeah, like he realized. Yeah, that was. That was Kyler. I'd seen the video of that. That was good. I like Kyler Murray a little more now than I used to when I watched some of these press conferences. I wasn't a big Kyler Murray fan. Same way people aren't big Caleb Williams fans.
Well, Kyler Murray, I mean, the big question is, all right, let's see him in an actual pro offense. And, you know, the Kingsbury in Washington has
been high.
Right, but you're starting to see, like, okay, how come they don't, like, they're not moving McLaurin around or anything? Like, this offense, is this it? Really? Is this going to be it? It's like, the same story every year with Cliff Kingsbury. It's like, oh, boy, look at this. Best offense ever. And then about midway through the season, like, oh, all right, you're just kind of running the same stuff out there, eh? Expecting your players to do it all on their own.
Yeah, he's the favorite to get the Bears job right now, Cliff Kingsbury.
You should hire somebody who's never actually been a good head coach.
I'm sure, if you heard, he used to work with Caleb Williams back
at
USC.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So how did you feel when you saw Christian Harris wind up on the injury report yesterday out of nowhere?
I was upset.
Questionable, for those who haven't heard, questionable with an ankle injury. Had not been on the injury report all week, so... I mean, I guess, are we to assume this is something that popped up in practice? Like he turned an ankle in practice or something? I mean, he's not on the injury report all week, and all of a sudden, ow, my ankle.
I'm guessing, hurts. That would be it wasn't anything we noticed during the game or anything.
No, so. Every question about Christian Harris to D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio and any of his teammates have been, man, it's great to have him back. He looked great. And he did. He looked great out there. There was no indication in the game that he was... Can't be at all.
So hopefully if it's a sprain that happened in practice, I'm guessing it's a relatively minor one. I'm not going to freak out about it.
I'll give you, does this make you feel better about Christian Harris's ankle? He is the subject of the player spotlight on the pregame show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So he did an interview with Drew Doherty at some point in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
Which does that make you feel any better?
He did an interview with Aaron Wilson like 24 hours before training camp started, and then we never saw him again. Wow. He just went into,
That's a good
point. I don't know if he was either. We still don't know if he was actually injured or if he was working for the CIA. It might have been one of those
that's
deals.
True.
Like
he wasn't around very much.
Needed him or something. I don't know.
He was not around
I'll
very
open
much.
Up all possibilities for this.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Have you all seen Charles and Menahue's comments about the Texans? We have. We'll have those for you later in the show.
We have to bleep those out, too.
Yeah, Ben's got a little legwork to do. I haven't sent it yet, Ben. Ben's looking around and they're like, oh, do we get this? A Menahue comments? Like, no. I haven't sent it to you yet. We just saw them this morning. So,
are you sure it was Charles Amenihu, or was it perhaps?
I'm positive that it was.
Are you sure it wasn't Ronaldo Wynn?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Are you sure it wasn't Rasheem Green? No.
I'm almost positive it was John Matuszak.
Charles Amenihu, not a big fan of the Houston Texans.
No, he isn't. I wonder, that pains me a little bit, but I wonder how much of that is just, I wonder if he's not a fan of Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby more so than
he actually
else.
Said in the interview, he likes Bill O'Brien.
Yeah,
it was
a lot
the,
of guys
it was,
did like Bill
it was
O'Brien.
The era after O'Brien left.
It was when he was
Easterby,
at his...
Easterby, Cully-ish year, you know?
If I were a player on that team when David Cully was running the show, I might have pulled the Justin Reed. I don't know. It was just a mockery of what an NFL team is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
It was just a joke.
Yeah. It's better now. Out for the game on Saturday, tomorrow, John Mechie, okay, Foley Fatakasi, Juice Scruggs, Cade Stover. Three of those four were expected. I guess all four were expected because none of them practiced this week.
Yeah.
But Mechie, you're getting a little further down the depth chart in the receiving core, I guess. We'd probably see Steven Sims active this week. But
yeah.
you're going in with Nico, Tank, Robert Woods gets bumped up, Xavier Hutchinson's probably
more of
the deal.
Well, and the thing with Mechie is look, they'd like him to be a bigger part of the offense, but it's just he's still
gotta be reliable,
working his
man.
Way into it. Yeah, yeah, between his hands and or not running the correct routes, it's just it's not the solution right now. So that's not a huge loss, but maybe Xavier Hutchinson at some point becomes more of a factor. The two injuries for the Chiefs that are notable is Connor, their slot corner. He's out with his concussion. Yep. And then Humphreys, who they've been trying to work in as the third guy to play left tackle this year, DJ Humphreys, and he hadn't looked good anyway, but he's injured, which means likely Thuney, their left guard, is going to be the left tackle. And he did all right last week, but it was just it was a stumbling, bumbling, rumbling type of scrappy
and
effort.
It wasn't against Danielle Hunter or Will Anderson.
It was against Miles Garrett.
Oh, it was against Garrett. Okay.
So, no, and they gave him some help, but he did a pretty good job. But, it wasn't the ideal scenario.
Yeah,
so then you've got a guard who had started his first game at guard last week. There's some opportunity there for the defensive line.
For sure. I like that matchup. We'll dig into that. Let's do that. We'll do the six-pack in the next segment. Storylines, people. Trends important to this game on Saturday, tomorrow. Noon kick. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I will have you for Texans Countdown starting at 9 a.m. So let's dig into that next. We'll dig into the game six-pack style coming up next.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.